The Secretary, by Renee Knight. Read by Victoria Hamilton. When I heard I would be working at the head office of Appleton's supermarket chain, I can't pretend I wasn't excited. After all, it's not often you recognize the name of a chief executive or see their photo in the newspaper, but Nina Appleton, daughter of Lord Appleton, chair of the company, was a regular at celebrity parties and a favorite of newspaper diarists. She had her own column, too, which I'd read and enjoyed. It offered tips for quick and simple family suppers, sprinkled with casual mentions of famous friends she'd entertained at home. Not that I expected to have any contact with Mina Appleton herself. I was there as a temp, parachuted in to replace a secretary who was on holiday. It was a matter of pride to me to ensure the absentee wasn't missed, and I made myself indispensable. They didn't want to let me go, so it was only a matter of time before I came to Mina's notice. I remember the first time she spoke to me. It was lunchtime, and as usual, I was alone in the office, holding the fort while the other secretaries went out. I always brought a sandwich in from home and ate it at my desk so I could leave on the dot of five. My daughter, Angelica, was 4 years old, and back then, I always made sure I was home for bath and bedtime. "Is he at lunch?" Mina was looking for the finance director, Mr. Beresford it was then, Ronald Beresford. "Yes," I nodded, a little starstruck, perhaps. She went straight into his office and closed the door behind her, and I stood up and brushed the crumbs from my skirt. I could see her then, through the window of Mr. Beresford's office. She was going through the drawers of his desk, pulling out bits of paper until she found what she was looking for. I was sitting back down when she came out, pretending to be busy, and I think she forgot I was there. I could hear her at the photocopier, muttering to herself, and when I looked up, she was stabbing at its buttons in frustration. It was only when I unwrapped a ream of paper and filled the tray, then replaced the empty ink cartridge and brought the machine to life, that she turned to look at me. "How many copies would you like?" I asked. "Two," she said, and she watched as I copied, collated, then stapled the documents together. Instinct told me she'd like to take them away in a plain brown envelope, so I found one and slipped them in for her. "I haven't seen you before, have I?" "I'm just a temp," I said, though it was not how I saw myself. I was the most reliable and conscientious secretary in the department. "Would you like me to return the originals for you?" She looked at me and smiled, and it was the most extraordinary thing. There aren't many people who have that gift, but Mina has it in spades. When she shines the full beam of her attention on you, it lights you up inside. Certainly it made me feel not special exactly, but as if I mattered. In that moment, to Mina, I mattered. "Mina," she held out her hand. "Mina Appleton."